opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you would like to talk to us, call in number 410-922-6680. For those of you who listened last week, we were talking about ADUs and the auxiliary dwelling units, the little houses. And I kind of intimated that it was a new concept, but it really isn't. When we think about right now, we've got to change zonings and obtain government approval for these ADUs. It's a new idea, but that's not accurate. They've been around for a long time. Think of them as modern inventions, yet they existed for generations in various forms. Think of the carriage house. Think of the caretaker cottage. Think of the in-law suites that were always there. How about those apartments over the garages? So throughout history, families have used these smaller spaces to accommodate relatives and staff. The core idea remains the same. It's just a smaller, self-contained home on the same property that provides flexibility and privacy and additional living options. It's interesting to note that when these structures were initially built, homeowners didn't need any formal approval. It was their land. They just put them up. They would enhance their properties. They would create space for family and staff without having to navigate our complex zoning regulations. For instance, when someone found a carriage house on a special luxury estate to rent, it was like hitting the lottery. I mean, you could live on this gorgeous property in this tiny little house. Maybe they even paid for rent. Maybe they helped take care of the house or the grounds, or even looked after the livestock and pets. It was a great arrangement for both owner and renter. Again, I'd like to see this come back again. While the ADUs may have a new name today, they are far from that new concept, just wrapped up in a bit more red tape when it comes to building your own property. This highlights how housing policies have evolved and how the challenges we face in maximizing our living spaces. The core idea remains the same. It's a smaller, self-contained home on the same property that you own. It gives flexibility and privacy and additional living options. It's interesting to note that when these structures were originally built, they did not need formal approval. They could really enhance your property. They can create space for family and staff without having to navigate these complex zoning regulations. Again, these ADUs are coming back. New legislature is being changed, and we'd love to talk to you. If you have an ADU, if you're planning to purchase one and put it on your property, if you're talking about doing a brand new one, we would love to hear your experiences. You can call us on the show now, 410-922-6680, or you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. We are in the middle of November, and what I'm about to say is November, December, I think of this time of the year as the new spring for real estate. Why? They're wonderful months to buy or sell a home. Every year around this time, I hear the same thing. Isn't it better to wait until spring to buy or sell a house? And every year, I have a smile because those who wait often miss out on one of the best windows in real estate, which is November and December. This season has its own quiet rhythm. Many agents slow down, some of them even stop, taking long holidays, and they gently encourage clients to wait till after the new year. But real estate doesn't stop for the calendar, and neither do serious buyers and sellers. In fact, this is when the most committed people are out there looking. No one wanders through houses when it's cold, when it's raining, when it's snowing, when it's windy, or come out in our very early dark winter evenings without genuine intentions. These focused buyers are ready to make decisions. For sellers, that means people are walking through your front door right now. Those may not be casual lookers who fill the spring market. They're not just the lucky lose. They are motivated. They are pre-approved. They are ready to buy. Again, I don't think agents are going to bring buyers out in the evening right now or in when it's really cold outside unless they've got a serious buyer. That alone makes these months powerful. Season also brings that gift of timing. Buyers and sellers, many of them want to settle before the end of the year. For many reasons. Sometimes it's financial planning. Sometimes it's for tax reasons. Sometimes it's just the joy of starting fresh in the new year. For buyers, this can also mean opportunities. When a seller is hoping for that year-end settlement, a really thoughtful, really clean offer can be very appealing. Sometimes being able to settle before the end of the year is a better negotiating point than even the price of the home. So there are some deals out there to be made, and if you're thinking about buying or selling, give your real estate agent a call. Other reason is that families often plan moves around the school breaks, vacations, holiday time. Again, it makes late November and December one of the easiest times to pick up, settle in, and start the new year. That way you'd feel organized and at peace. The other thing is interest rates may have been part of the conversation in the past years, you know, and the prices were much higher. Well, we can't buy, the interest rates are up. There's multiple offers on the houses. We don't have that right now. And one of the statements I say is that real estate moves when your life moves. And the best time to buy, the best time to sell is when you and the house are ready. Life itself does not wait for spring. So whether you're thinking about selling, you're hoping to buy, don't overlook these next few weeks. They can be magical in more ways than one. One of the other things that I wanted to tell you about why it could be a good reason to purchase or sell before the end of the year. And I find that this is a very simple tax that most people are not aware of, or a lot of people are not. It's called the Maryland Homestead Tax Credit. If you have this in place, it protects your homes from significant property tax increases. So even though your home may go up 20, 30, 40% along with the Maryland Homestead credit limits, there is a limit on how much that can rise. And it's usually a small percent, anywhere from 3 to 10%, depending on which county it is in Maryland. You'd need to check. Different states have it. I think there's about 20-some states that have the homesteads. Just ask if they have it. It's very, very easy to get it. It doesn't take hardly any paperwork. You just go basically online to find out whether you have it or not. A lot of people have it and don't even remember signing up for it. A lot of people who are on fixed incomes, this can save a lot. And some people just aren't aware of it. So if you buy a home, you move in before the year's end, you can apply for the homestead credit much sooner. And that way you're protecting yourself from future tax increases. Don't wait till next year. And those of you who are already in your homes, no matter how long you've been in your home, as long as it's your primary residence, you can have this homestead credit. Again, very simple. If you need my help, give me a call. I can help you, but you can always go to the Maryland SDOT site and search for your property. And then there's a very short homestead application. If there's a code, sometimes they'll ask you for a code. The website will provide that instantly. It only takes a few minutes. So this is a real benefit to anybody who owns their home, using it as a private residence. Simple to apply for, and it can, over the many years, save you thousands of dollars. Verify. Go back. Even if you know you do, go back. Check yourself. Check your neighbors. Check your friends to see if you are signed up for that. Just a benefit that could save you some money. And I think that's something that we all want to do. When a contract comes in, there are different ways to respond to that contract. It's very natural just to focus on, well, just tell me the price. I don't care about anything else. Tell me the price. Well, an offer is much more than a number. It's important to consider many other aspects, as they are just as significant as that number. And they include things like your financing, your settlement date. How about necessary inspections, contingencies? Have they asked for seller contributions? How much is their earnest money? How reliable is the agent on the other side? Do you have proof of funds? To take time to determine which terms you're comfortable with, all these pieces need to come together to create that complete offer. And remember, no offer should ever be viewed as an insult. You've heard me say this before. When I hear a seller or seller's agent or buyer's agent say, "We don't want to insult you with an offer," I think when you take a written offer and present it, you've taken time, you've visited the house, you've considered it, you put effort into preparing the paperwork, you have gotten your dates together, you've gotten your pre-approval together, all of those things, even if it's not the absolute best price, but you have actually done your homework. The person submitting an offer, regardless of the initial amount, demonstrates that interest in your house. I have seen many times where these initial offers were lower than we expected, and with some thoughtful and creative negotiation, they've turned into smooth and successful settlements. Sometimes it's because of the terms. Sometimes it's because of when you are going to move, to give that amount of time. We'll talk more about that after we get back from the break. You are listening to Margaret Rome on All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Selling. Let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We were talking about offers and not to be insulted when an offer comes in. Be insulted when people come through your house and don't make an offer. One of the things when we had the multiple offers and there were escalation clauses, I am not a fan of escalation clauses. I think they tend to create confusion. They rarely leave anyone feeling good about the outcome. And if you understand an escalation clause, that means, let's say you have a contract on your home, and somebody else comes in and writes a contract and says, we will go $5,000 above the highest offer. Okay, you can't just take that contract. You've got to go back and look at what their terms are, about the settlement date, about their financing. Are they asking for seller contributions? By making that, quote, $5,000 over the best offer, it may not be the best offer. So you need to absolutely make sure you go through each offer that you ever receive and make sure that you understand the terms, and so that this right offer becomes clear. I think one of the things you should be asking, instead of looking at what that number is on the contract, talk to your agent about, what does that number mean in my pocket? And that's the way you should be evaluating any offer that comes in. Not how high the sales price, but all the other things that go into making that offer. And sometimes the highest price on the contract does not realize you that amount in your pocket. Again, having an agent who understands and you understand, that is where you don't get into trouble that way. I thought we'd have a little bit of fun with the show today. And if anybody has any of these hacks, fun things about taking care of a home, give me a call. I was trying to make a list of things that, what are some very inexpensive things that we can do around our house to make life easier? And I started with, believe it or not, even though it's winter, you've got those pool noodles. There's many uses for that. You can slice one of them, place it on the walls or on the doors if you want to keep the door open for a while or not to lock. You can attach one to your garage wall so that when you open that garage, when you open in your garage your car door, you're not banging up the wall and denting your car. There are other things like many things you can use them for, but the other thing was these magnetic strips. They aren't just for knives. I mean, we think of them in the kitchen with knives against the backsplash, but think about putting one in your garage or your workshop where you can attach your screwdrivers and wrenches and scissors or anything like inside of a small closet for if your keys are magnetic or your keychain is magnetic. That makes a very easy way to make sure that everything is visible. So one of the other very useful things are binder clips. I mean, I think all of us could probably think of a dozen different ways to use them. They don't just clip papers together, but if you're into computers, you can use these binder clips to separate your cords, keep them untangled. They can hold stacks of paper. You can clip the kids' gloves together. You can do a lot with this little tiny binder clip. And another one similar to that are zip ties. Zip ties are usable for so many things around the house. I mean, we use them to put our sign writers up. You also can use them for your computer cables to separate them to keep them out of the way. Another fun thing is Velcro. I mean, so many uses for this product. You can attach it to TV remotes. Think about your kids or your family members when you're listening to the TV and you can't find the remote, and somebody says, "Well, no, that's my remote. No, that's my remote." If you label your remotes and you put a piece of Velcro in the place it's supposed to be and a piece of Velcro on that remote, when one of them is missing, you know who's missing. And I see our producer smiling at that one, I think. It's just a really a good little thing to think about. One of the other ways is if you, for those of you who have stair glides and need the remote controls, you can Velcro one to the bottom and one to the top of the steps. Also, things like, do you ever have a rug that's slipping? It wrinkles. It gets out of place. A doormat that's you could slip on. A bathroom mat that you could slip on. Just take Velcro dots, place them under the four corners, and that way it stays in place. Easy, very easy to use. And by the way, if you've got a curtain that doesn't close completely and you're getting that streak of light in it, Velcro them together. Very interesting. Another one of these fun tricks are things that are helping us out is the old trusty blue and yellow can of WD-40. What can WD-40 do? Just about everything. If you've got a squeaky hinge, if you've got a key that's not turning smoothly, it makes those door locking days much easier. If you've got sticker residue on anything, on glass from purchases or these labels, when you remove those labels, just a dot of that WD-40 can help remove that residue from glass or metal. And also, one thing for you parents out there, spray a little bit on a soft cloth, and you can many times get the crayon marks off the wall. Some of the other things. Okay, this one, the toothpaste trick. Some people swear a dab of white toothpaste can hide tiny nail holes. Now listen, I'm not advising you to do it, but it's definitely done. It's one of those cheeky hacks people admit only when they're among friends, and it always gets a laugh. One of my favorite ones is when you're drying dishes. How many times do you open your dishwasher and the dishes are, some of them are still wet, especially your plastic things? Open it up. If you've got collected water on any of those things, dump it. And place a terry towel inside just so you've got a couple of inches hanging outside. Close the door and leave it until the drying cycle, until it's completely cool. And I think you're going to be surprised how quickly that those plastic containers and your dishes are dry. Doesn't take any more work. Just leave that towel in, take it out. If it works for you, give me a call. Again, these are small hacks that don't just make your home run smoother. They make life easier. I'm sure you guys have a lot more of those. I just thought it would be fun to share them with you. Oh, and one of my other favorite ones, when you are moving furniture, when you have those deep pits in your carpet from the furniture that's been there for years and years and years, and you think, I'll never get that out, got a little trick for you. Pop a couple of ice cubes in those holes and go back and check it after a day or so. You should be able to fluff it up, you know, rake it and be able to get those deep ruts out of the carpet. So just a few hacks. Make it fun for real estate. If anybody has more that they want to add, text me and I'll be happy to share it with you. Just had to bring in a little bit of levity here. Let me tell you about some properties they have. I mean, this is all about real estate. I've got two single-family homes, very unusual in that they're both priced under $350,000, almost unheard of in Baltimore County. One is a three-level split, 2.5 bathrooms. It's got a sunken living room. It's got a modern black and white eat-in kitchen. It has a big, level, fenced yard. It has a new roof. It has new HVAC. It has new washer, dryer, hot water heater, all the interior major appliances have been redone within the last year or so. What it does need is a little bit of TLC. So if you're in the market for a three-bedroom, 2.5 bath with a fenced yard and a generator, give me a call. This may be the right buy for you, under $350,000. The address is 3123 Betlow James Place. Another one that I have in this same price range is at 8602 David Avenue, and that zip code is 21234. If you're looking for a home that is move-in ready, I mean, you really could, if you had your things on the moving truck right now, you could move right into this home. Freshly painted, wide open, clean, dry basement, new electric box, just a delight to walk in. It's three bedrooms. It has a buddy bath. It has, it's in the area called Hallmark Manor. It's near the Double Rock Park and Franklin Square Hospital. It's not far from Towson. It's very conveniently located. And if you really hurry, this is November the 16th. You're not going to make it by Thanksgiving, but you might be able to make it by Christmas, New Year's. If you're interested in either one of these homes, again, listed under 350, give me a call. You can reach me at 410-530-2400, and we will be right back after the break. You're listening to All About Real Estate, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. We were talking about some hacks and simple things to use around the house, and I wanted to read to you what a listener has told us about WD-40. They said it was created in 1953 by the Rocket Chemical Company to prevent rust on the Atlas missile. Its name is an abbreviation for Water Displacement 40th Formula, as it took 40 attempts to get the formula right. The product's success in the aerospace industry led it to be packaged in aerosol cans and released to consumers in 1958, with the company officially renaming itself the WD-40 Company in 1970. Somebody's out there listening. I didn't know that information about WD-40, but I think it is fun when I hear back from you guys and what you are doing and thankful that you're listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other properties that I have. I've got a charming stone cottage, Baltimore City in the Cheswold area, just south of Green Spring Avenue, 21209. It is one of the best cared for homes, the most updated Everything is updated. It's got a turn tin roof. It's got a wood burning fireplace. It's got two bedrooms. The attic is finished. The basement is finished. You can use them for studio or bedrooms or offices. It's got so much charm. The owner, with architectural expertise, has lovingly restored this 80-year-old plus stone homes, just highlighting the craftsmanship. If you'd like to see this home, if you'd like to talk to me about it, give me a call. The address is 6240 Woodcrest Avenue, 21209, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another property that we have is in 11 Slade. I have a three-bedroom, two full bath with its own laundry, a very large unit. It's a corner unit. It could be a really good buy for someone. This is one that it's an estate sale. It is offered either furnished or not. It is, it's ready for you to take a look. If you're considering the building 11 Slade, give me a call. This is a corner unit. I would like to tell you more about it. Again, a co-op is for only cash-only contracts. You have to be approved by the board, but it has been a delightful place to live. Give me a call if you've got any questions about co-ops, condos, or any kind of home that you're thinking about moving to. Another one I have is a half an acre lot that is for building a home, and it's in Baltimore County. Anybody interested, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about that. Let's talk about, well, one of the things I'm thinking about is, here it is November, which you all know, and I think cooperation, curiosity, gratitude in real estate is happening right now, always has happened right now. Every real estate transaction presents an opportunity to learn something new. There are no two deals alike, and instead of getting frustrated when something falls apart, learn to look at it like if you were taking a college course. What did you learn? What could you have done differently? How could you use that knowledge next time to make your next deal better? I particularly love working with the public and other professionals. New agents inspire me with their questions, with their new idea. I enjoy the calls on my radio show from buyers and sellers. They do keep me on my toes and remind me to keep on learning. And when we don't know an answer, that's a perfect time to go find out about it. Just for that, not just for that one person who is asking you the question, but for yourself and then the next person who asks. Always stay aware of what the public is hearing. The news is not always accurate. The radio is not always accurate. The newspapers and the internet are not always accurate. That's why you should rely on solid resources. We are lucky in real estate that we have our legal hotline. We have our brokers we can go to. We have real estate attorneys. We have, don't forget about the trusted real estate instructors who are up on all the latest things. And yes, as you've heard me mention on Active Rain, we have a Q&A sections where you can actually ask any kind of question about real estate, and within minutes, you can get the answer to those questions. It is, you can even pick up pick up the phone and call one of these people, one of the members on Active Rain, and especially if they've written an article and you didn't understand it or you have another point to give them. That's what's happening all around the country with the real estate agents who are using this wonderful network and picking up the phone, calling another member. It's a real gift that we have. Sometimes it's that new agent who's in the room who has the best answer. Maybe they just took a class. Sometimes the last deal you closed becomes the lesson that someone else needs. And sometimes, if you're out there listening, it's wonderful. I appreciate when you call in during the show and after the show to ask questions about the topic that we're speaking about. Sometimes you call after the show to bring up another question or concern that you didn't have. You didn't want to do it on the air. I appreciate those. But I'm really, really grateful for the questions and the challenges and the callers and the agents and the fact that I keep learning every single day. And real estate always gives us something to be thankful about. We are at our last break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. If you need to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I have buyers out there that are looking for properties right now. If you are thinking about selling your house now or in the near future, if it's ready to go and you consider not waiting for spring, I've got people who can actually wait until spring so that possibly you could get your house on the market. You could get it under contract right now, and maybe you could have the settlement later when both the buyer and the seller are ready to move. I need single family homes. I need townhouses. I need Baltimore County properties. I've got several younger home buyers who are looking and just can't quite find what they need. They need them in specific school systems, or they need it near parents, or they need it near work. I've got buyers that are looking right now. I also need a rancher, a decent size rancher, 3 to 4 bedrooms with a garage, with a lower level. We could live it if it didn't have a lower level, but we would like that extra space. We'd like a 2-car garage. We'd like it in fairly good condition, at least the major systems, like I was mentioning about the home I have on Bentlow, which all the major systems have been updated. The cosmetics, these buyers can look past. They don't mind doing some legwork. They don't mind doing some sweat equity, and I'm talking about painting or spackling or resanding floors. There are a lot of people out there that would really like to have the opportunity to come in, to find a home that's in their neighborhood, to find a home that needs some work so they don't mind taking out old Formica cabinets, countertops, and replacing them with that quartz or with that granite, just to update it, and then picking the colors that they want in the house. You think that maybe you can't show your house because it's not in good enough condition. You might be embarrassed. Talk to your real estate agent. Maybe you could sell your home as is. Maybe you could get the money that you needed in your pocket that was reasonable without going through redoing your house and getting it ready to make it move in perfect. There are quite a few buyers out there. They're constantly asking me, don't you have something that we can fix up? Don't you have something where we need a good dry roof, and we need a good dry basement? Everything else we can take care of. So if you're thinking about selling, this is a perfect time to give your agent a call. This is if your house is ready for market. If you're ready for market, you can get it on right this minute. If it's not, go on the agent's waiting list, and you'll be one of the first ones to get your home on the market, whether it's in December or whether it's in January. Start right now, even if you're saying, well, I'm going to wait for spring. You wait for spring, it's going to be too late. Get your homes ready now. Start doing the things you've always wanted, whether it's the exterior, whether it's needs new planting, whether you need power washing your steps and your sidewalks. Anything to make the house look really good from the outside. Check your mailbox. Check your front door. Check all of the things, because most of us don't go in our front doors. We're usually going in a side door or a garage door. We don't even see the front of our house. Maybe we should ask our mailmen what the front of our house looks like, because that's probably the person who comes in more often than not through that front door. Again, and if you're not going to sell your house, this is even another reason to make your house livable and so that you can enjoy it. What I say, there are people who pay for their house in different ways. Some of them wait until they're ready to sell and put a lot of money in it to bring it up to saleable condition. And they're the ones that, as they're living in the house, they are keeping it updated and keeping the lawn updated and keeping the systems updated. And they're enjoying the home, so when it is time to sell, they don't have major repairs to encounter. So again, thinking about buying or selling a house, decide what area you want it to be. Do you want it in move-in condition? Do you want one that can be fixed up? give your agent the parameters of what you want in a home, and I think that's going to make it much easier for you to find the right property. If you need any help, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.